Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is TechNori Live from WGN, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Sitting next to me is my friend Jackie Wu, co-founder, CEO of, I don't know how to pronounce this, man, Corvus Robotics?
Corvus Robotics, that's right, Scott.
That's not that bad.
No, it's not.
So what? You're a Northwestern guy too, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, more Go Lions. Cats. Yep. We just got this whole room full of cats. Go Cats and a lion, I guess, whatever. Anyway, we're continuing to joke with sponsors on the other side of the room who are giving us faces because we're not giving love to University of Illinois Champaign. But anyway, I met you at Future Founders.
Yes.
And we had a nice little mentor-mentee session. I introduced you to, ironically enough, it just worked out this way. I introduced you to Dudley. I think you'd met him before, but reintroduced you to Dudley Baylor.
Yes.
And he was here today, which is kind of funny as a little random iconic,
yeah,
or ironic setup.
Yeah.
I guess kind of catch me up on this. I know this is going to be the first time people are going to hear about what you work on, but catch me up on where you've gone with this drone system since we last talked.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott. So I'm Jackie Wu. I run Corvus Robotics. Corvus Robotics is a technology company that helps warehouses scan their barcodes and their inventory using drones that fly without human piloting. So these are aerial drones that fly by, for example, after shift or after shutting down an aisle, and they can pick up the inventory, for example, through 1D and 2D barcode scans, through RFID or 3D modeling. So what's pretty interesting is that we've got this working prototype and we've been testing and demoing in a few warehouses here in Chicagoland. Interesting fact, Chicagoland has the highest concentration of warehouses in America. Like, who knew, right? I didn't know that.
Surprising, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's one of those things like, I mean, I guess it makes sense, but yeah, you wouldn't really like, you wouldn't think that you would waste, I guess, well, when you think about Illinois, Chicagoland. Because otherwise, I would say, like, you wouldn't waste expensive real estate on warehouses.
Right, right. I mean, these warehouses, you know, they're a quarter million to a million square feet, right? But they're in the middle of nowhere, right? Yeah. They're not in Chicago. They're, you know, in some suburb. And a lot of these
Love's
warehouses...
Park, right outside of Rockford.
Right, yeah. I mean, half an hour from my house, there's, you know, a lot of these giant warehouses, million square feet and up. And what's interesting is that these warehouse managers are super excited. They're super excited to be using this new technology in their warehouse because, you know, they can show to the other warehouse managers like, hey, we've got drones. There's all this buzz about drones and we're implementing them in our warehouse today. So that's been really exciting for the folks that we've been working with so far.
So when I first talked to you about this, I mean, you were pretty far along, but it was sort of in a testing phase. It seems like you're still in the testing phase-ish.
Right. Right. So we're still in, we've got a proof of concept. So we've got a prototype that works, but it's definitely not at the stage where, you know, it's a product that we're ready to just hand out to people. Right. So we're physically going into these locations and doing, a demo with a pipeline to go into paid pilots. So that's where we are right now.
What got you into this? I know, like, I don't know. Yeah. It just seems like this is one of those things where it's like,
right.
Here's the little context on this. So
yeah.
I would ask a normal person and say, why would you get into creating drones for boxes that are stacked a mile high in a warehouse? And I would say that, but here's the catch. Mm. If I said that right now to somebody, it makes sense. They're like, well, duh. Haven't you seen all the stuff going on with drones and drone delivery and AWS, like Amazon, and everything else? Like, it makes sense to start it now, but you didn't just start this now. You've been working on this for a while.
Right.
And so my question now to you is like, how did you see this as a growing opportunity and what brought you to try and solve it?
Right. Well, I started in grad school in robotics at Northwestern.
Go Cats.
And back then, drones have been kind of getting more popular in the past couple of years, but they're almost all outdoors. So these applications are for, you know, outdoor construction inspection, agriculture, and so on. But nobody was doing it indoors because of a technology difficulty that indoors there's no GPS. You need some sensors to help these drones navigate indoors. And so we looked at this vertical, right? We were seeing American supply chain and manufacturing sort of taking a backseat to a lot of the sexy, cool Silicon Valley things, right? So a lot of our friends in, you know, software developers or in robotics, they're all going out to San Francisco and doing all these like sexy apps and so on. And we saw that a lot of these traditional industries were being underserved. Very few people were working on things for warehousing and for the American supply chain and logistics industry. And that's something that we wanted to help change. So we got around to creating this prototype and testing it out, you know, over the past couple months. And, you know, we've been testing in warehouses pretty much every week. And we finally have something that we're able to show people to large warehouses and Fortune 500 companies with large warehouses who want to use this exciting new technology.
So when Amazon scoops you guys up, you're going to remember that I was a mentor, right?
Of course, Scott.
Better not forget, because I'm going to come back to some kind of crazy startup idea, and I expect you're going to be like, you know what? Whatever, man. Checks are flowing. No, this I say that because this is such a brilliant idea, really. I mean, the space is... Can you you can't imagine. That's why you built the company. Can you imagine, though, as a listener, can you imagine every single facility, even Walmart, and Amazon to package, you know, the holding plants, the shipment plants, but even the stores themselves.
Right.
All of the shrinkage, all the problems that they deal with at a Best Buy. I mean, Best Buys may not be around by the time this thing comes to market, but for right now, all the shrinkage that they deal with, you've got a solution that at the end of the night doesn't cost you hourly workers that is really not infallible, but damn close. And we'll have data analytics afterward to say, I mean, the best part is not only can it do all of the indexing of all the products and things like that, but it actually do a data analysis on its own usefulness.
Exactly.
Which is unbelievable.
Exactly. And we're super excited. So for warehouses with pallet level or carton level items, this can be a game changer in terms of helping these warehouses know, you know, nearly in real time, or at least every single day, what their inventory looks like, where it is, and, you know, if there's any discrepancies. And these significantly decrease the cost of the annual physical inventories because they can conduct these cycle counts with a granularity that's, you know, 1 to 2 orders of magnitude higher than what they have right now. And so for these warehouses, I mean, so it's only some warehouses that we can be in.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future we can develop better computer vision. But for example, loose garments, that's not something we can do, right? Or like loose heads of produce or very small items in bins. Those aren't things that we can help. But for large warehouses with forklift accessible aisles and pallet or carton level goods, I mean, these drones
can fly by. Which is certainly an actionable amount of market share.
Yes, there's a lot of
these guys. It's probably minimum 40% to 50% of the market share has got to be that.
Exactly. There's a lot of these guys, and we're really hoping that we can reach out and help some of them with this new technology that we're developing.
So I have to ask, you know, at scale, not necessarily, but at scale, how do you envision this looking? Like, in my mind, you know, how I'm looking at like the B, no one's going to remember this. I forget that everyone's like a child now, but I think of the B in Richie Rich with Macaulay Culkin. It's
oh
like this.
God.
Do you remember this?
I have no idea what that is.
Nobody in this room does. That's fine. It's a me movie. Anyway, the B is like this big, and it just like buzzes around all of their places and takes like inventory on things. Wow. How big is this? Is this drone going to be? How much of a footprint and noticeable will this be? Will this be something like I'm at work and I see this comes in, or is it like just sort of buzzing across the room and it's small and. You know, I guess at scale, what's your vision of this? How big a footprint does something like this have at a plant?
Yeah, certainly it's not so small that, you know, it's not going to be a bee size or a butterfly size. I mean, there's this episode of Black Mirror where they had these little bee drones. But the thing that constrains that is the larger the drone, basically, the more battery it can lift.
Of course.
And so the stronger the motors and so on. So our drone is, you know, not huge, but it's, you know, 2 feet across and, thereabouts. So it's something that's noticeable. People aren't going to accidentally run into it, but it's also not so small that, it's not trivial.
Well, I mean, you know, those of us who are non-technical don't think of these things. We just assume it's magic. But anyway, this is incredibly cool. I'm glad that you have, you know, seems like you've had a lot of headway in this. You're still at it, which is more than most startup companies that I meet with can say. You know, I guess what my last thing for you is like, where do you, you know, what's the ETA on something like this? When do you think, not just when do you think Bezos is going to pick up and buy your company, but like when do you think that this is going to be, you're going to come back here to tell us like we're in, you know, 25 warehouses doing our thing.
Right. So this year, what's really exciting is that we have a couple large Fortune 500 corporate clients that want us to do these demos and potential pilots. So we're trying to sign up as much as we can handle doing. So there's still a few opportunities for this through Q2 and Q3. Who we're looking for are really the innovators, the warehouses and the large companies that really want to adopt this new technology, right? So there's that innovators curve. It's like the front 2.5% are the true innovators. Then there's, you know, early adopters and the majority of the folks who you know, want a technology once, you know, everybody else has it. But we're really looking for the first, you know, most innovative companies who want to adopt the newest technology and see what this can do, the business case for it, and the ROI for inventory scanning drones.
Who's a company? Get name a company if you can. Who's one you want?
Well, we signed NDAs with them, so we're not supposed to name who they are. Yeah, unfortunately.
Come on.
Sorry about that, Scott.
I'm sorry, you said, what was the name of that company again? I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to catch it. We would edit it out anyway. But anyway, this is really cool. Where do people go to learn more about it?
Corvus-robotics.com, CORVUS-robotics.com.
Jackie, this is great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you absolutely for coming in here. This is awesome. You can watch this episode and more at technori.com, download the podcast on iTunes, and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.